Kix 95.3, the Harbor's new country, Loose Man in the morning, the Kix 95.3 morning show. Let's check in with Pastor Kent Gravely, who's here on the Kix 95.3 morning show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
A lot of stuff going on today. A
lot of wind blowing out there.
Good to see you here, though. It's been a while since you've been in.
I know that. It's good to see you, sir.
Yeah. So I would imagine this time of year when you come in, we got to talk about Thanksgiving at Emmanuel Baptist Church, because you always have a pretty awesome spread.
Well, there's a community Thanksgiving meal to be served there. So we wanted to let the folks in our community know that. And won't be able to come in again like last year. It'll be drive-through. Yeah. And be patient as you come. We're anticipating about 1,000 people serving 1,000. So be patient. Wow.
Have you noticed were numbers down last year with the pandemic?
Numbers were up.
Oh, they were up?
Yeah,
wow.
We served almost 725 meals last year.
Wow. So now how does it work if somebody needs a Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving and they can come by the church and grab that to go? Do they call ahead? Do they just get there and say, I need eight dinners?
That's exactly right. So you just kind of show there. We'll be taking orders. I mean, we'll be kind of working the, as you come in and there's kind of the church has that circular drive. And, I mean, but there was like three, four blocks long lines last year.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's why I just say everybody be patient and we'll be taking your orders. I'm not sure that we'll be good as Chick-fil-A or somebody like that, but we'll work at it. And then, so you would just say, hey, we've got five or something like that. And we have to trust people as, you know, they got one person in the car. 12's in my family. We kind of sit there and go, okay, you know, but I mean, we're not going to card anybody or anything like that, you know. And so then they'll be self-contained in a little styrofoam, you know, be the full meal deal, turkey dressing, the gravy. And the,
now, you say take orders. Basically, when you take orders, you're saying, how many do you need?
That's correct.
You're not going to be like, hold the stuffing. No,
that's
you're getting
exactly
stuffing.
Right. That's exactly right. That's right. We'll do our best to tailor it to detail. But this is what you get.
That would take all day.
That would.
Yeah.
And it takes a while anyway. So it'll be served from 12 to 3. And so, you know, people might want to start getting there a little bit early. Mm-hmm. But and so we're anticipating being prepared to serve 1,000 people.
And that's on Thanksgiving Day.
It is.
We'll be doing that.
It is.
Which is
November 25th.
Thursday, November 25th this year. That's a week and a half.
Yeah.
Give or take. Yeah. That's coming up fast. Are you guys ready? Do you have everything you need?
I tell you, if you went to the kitchen right now, I mean, it looks like a stock room of food and everything.
Yeah, like Gordon Ramsay in there, you know, yelling at everybody to get things done.
No, we have our own family in our church.
There's got to be a nicer guy.
That's correct. They are nice.
A nicer guy in the kitchen who uses way less profanity.
That's correct. So last year we had a little trouble with a couple of the ovens.
Oh.
And it was pretty cool to watch kind of these people who are in the trade. And, man, they just kept their cool. They were so the consummate professionals there. And,
oh, that's
and it
fantastic.
All happened. Yeah. So.
Wow, that's got to be rough on a Thanksgiving day, and you're having trouble with your ovens.
Well, I absolutely. Think about that like at home, correct?
But and your kitchen at the church is like a professional kitchen. I've been in it. It's
absolutely.
It's a very nice kitchen for this sort of thing.
Yeah, so we're and that's something that the Lord provided, and so that's one of the reasons we do this, is kind of being stewards of what God has provided to us. And so it really is pretty wonderful. And as I said, there's one family in our church that largely are the champions of this. We'll have about 30 in our church who are helping serve and prepare and everything. And so they'll kind of get their marching orders as they show up on
Thanksgiving. They're kind of the head of it.
Correct.
Yeah. And now, if I'm mistaken, if this is who I'm thinking of, they are already kind of in the restaurant business.
They are. They are. And you'll notice that we're kind of not naming their name just out of respect for them.
Yeah, exactly.
But they are.
So they know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, the food is great. Mm-hmm. And not, you know, I judge food by quantity, not necessarily by quality. But, you know, I will say, I mean, I've eaten it and it's good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it is great stuff.
Right.
So
well, it's coming up Thanksgiving. If you need a Thanksgiving dinner, if you don't have a place to go or if you don't have food to eat, they've got you covered at Emmanuel Baptist Church. You said you're going to be able to serve at least 1,000 people?
Planning up to 1,000 people,
Last year you had about 700?
Yep, a little bit
Should
over.
Be all right? Okay. So, what time again? Starts when?
So, it starts at noon to 3.
On Thanksgiving Day.
Correct.
And
correct.
There's going to be pie, right?
Absolutely. Pumpkin pie. That's correct.
Woo!
Pie. From Costco, so there we go. So,
okay.
Anyway.
Oh, good Costco pies.
There we go.
Costco makes a pretty good pie.
They do. They do.
Well, thank you, Pastor Kent. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Phil.
Post this interview on our website, too. If you missed any of it, we'll post it on the website. And we'll also post all the information that you're going to need for Thanksgiving dinner at Emmanuel Baptist Church this Thanksgiving, November 25th, noon 3.